No day off on Labor Day for the Houston Texans. And after practice, Whitney Mercilus comes and meets with the media and says he's ready to go.
Back, you know, off of like third practice field from injury, you know, doing all the workouts and stuff like that. And I'm ready to go right now. Just concentrating on us, you know, these first 2 days. We'll get started on San Diego on Thursday, so see where it goes from there. You know, it's critical, especially for me being a second-year player. You know, during that time, you know, there's valuable reps, you know, things to look for, you know, things that, you know, a lot of offenses throughout the league, you know, run and stuff like that. And our offense, they run a lot of, you know, a lot of looks and things like that. So it helps my recognition and stuff. But, you know, what's happened, happened. You know, there's no way to change that. And, you know, it's just a matter of, you know, just coming back from that, you know, conditioning-wise and being able to mentally lock in this week.
Mercilus, not the only guy meeting with the media on Monday. Four undrafted rookies who made the 53-man roster also talked about the new experience and the big opportunity.
At this point, you know, I feel great. I feel blessed. It's a dream come true for me. I've been working for this, you know, ever since I can remember. When I didn't get the call, as far as, you know, to get cut and whatnot, you know, at that point, I was just in a daze, really. You know, I still can't really believe it. You know, I wake up every morning, you know, with a smile on my face, you know, just to know that God's good and he really did put me in this position. So, you know, I'm, like I said, I'm shocked every day. Every day I wake up.
What was that time like when you were sitting there waiting for the phone not to ring?
Well, to be honest with you, I mean, I really didn't feel all too nervous, you know, given the fact, you know, I knew I played well the night before and stuff like that. So, you know, that took a little bit of burden off my shoulders and whatnot. So, you know, but it still was nerve-wracking, you know, just sitting there just not knowing because, you know, anything could have happened. You know, they could have went with another back, you know, if that's what the team felt like they wanted to do. But like I said, you know, I was just fortunate enough. I made that meeting, and we had a team meeting, so if he was in that meeting, that means, you know, he basically made the team. So, I mean, I was just happy enough about that.
I was blessed, you know what I'm saying, just to be a part of the team, be a part of the organization, and to get that call, saying that I was part of the 53. Oh, me and Sierra Wolves were sitting in our hotel room, staring at our phones all day.
Feels great, really, you know. Not surprised anything. It hasn't hit me yet, but it feels good just staying around with the teammates. So it's been good just ready to start the season.
Did you expect that you'd be able to make this team?
Of course. I mean, that's how you got to come in thinking that you're going to make the team. And, you know, I knew it was going to be a lot of competition and that it was going to be a grind every day. So I felt like I was going to do it, but I knew I was going to have to put in work. So
I like that I can move around. Anyway, I can help this team inside or outside. I mostly was outside since I've been here. Now I'm just getting onto the inside, but I just know I got to just keep on working. I sort of played inside last year in 4-3. We played 4-3, so I played Sam last year. So it's not something that's totally new to me. It's just different than 3-4, and I just got to put some extra work in to get it down.